I thank thee. Thou shalt not be disappointed. Now, if thou would not mind, please remove thine armor. No, thine ears do not deceive thee. Please, if thou wouldst be so kind, relieve thyself of thine attire, and worry not about the frigid air. I shall ensure thou art warm and comfortable whilst in my company. Yes, that will do nicely. Thou hath a pleasant form, outsider. Even in the bitter cold, thine erection stands taut. I can see wisps of steam emanating from thy loins in the moonlight. Thine face grows red with apprehension. There, outsider. Such trepidation is understandable, but unwarranted. Whilst thou art in my company, thine safety is absolute. I promise, no harm shall come to thee, or to thine impressive length. Now, as thou canst plainly see, the grounds here art covered in snow, and though such adornment is no doubt beautiful, 'tis unfit for our purposes. As such, I shall remove my coat and lay it flat for thee to lie upon. Gracious! Dost thou find my naked form that alluring? Thine throbbing stiffness, it twitches for me. Please, outsider, take thine place on the soft silken sheet I've lain for thee. Thou needst not stand a moment longer. Lay thyself down and prepare for what joys may come tonight. There. Now, isn't that nice? To feel the light, fluffy furs from my coat stick to thine sweat-laden back. Dost thou feel thyself melting into its warm embrace? Feels so good, does it not? Now, I'm just going to lay down beside thee. Feel my soft, velvety skin, my round, firm hips, my full, juicy breasts. Feel them all press into the contour of thine supple frame. 'Tis good, is it not? Thou art trembling in my embrace. Is it the cold? Or, perhaps, is thy member simply eager to fill the safe harbour of my hot, quivering loins? A bit of both, I'd hazard to guess. Oh, what's this? It seems my fluffy tail is brushing up against thee. Tell me, outsider, wouldst thou like to feel its silken grip around thine aching hardness? Then it shall be so. Lie back, my eager guest. Touch my hips, cup my supple breasts, and feel my grip as I stroke thy manhood. That's it. That's it. Dost thou feel it? Isn't it just divine? The soft tufts of fur tracing thine length. The gentle squeeze as it coils thy pulsing shaft, and that subtle tickle as the tip flicks thine head. This This isn't sex, outsider. That comes later. This is simply a service. My flesh coaxing thee to a near and certain climax. Prepare thyself. I shall pull the very essence from thine depths. Thou hast latched onto my tender nipple. Thou art nursing like a swaddled babe. And if thou thought I'd pay no mind to the digit thou'st sunken into my aching slit, thou art sadly mistaken. We art intertwined in the bonds of love. Our bodies ache for one another. Please, outsider, press thine lips to mine. Let me taste the nectar thou'st pulled from my tit. Thou art nearing the peak, art thou not? I can feel thy seed churning within thee. Just as my own aching womanhood begs for a hearty release. Let us climax in each other's arms. Let a rushing river of love burst from our loins onto our writhing bodies. Thou shalt glaze me, and I thee. Please, do not hold back. Let it happen. Let it flow. Dear outsider, look what thou'st done. Thou hast made a mess of thee and of me. And of my soft coat as well. and the way I squirted. I suppose I bear some burden for the mess myself. Canst thou see what thou'st done to my tail? 'Tis sticky and dripping with thy potent seed. I shall have to wash it when our affairs here are in proper order. By the grace of Arianus, thou art still hard. Such virility, I expected nothing less from thee. Take thine self on thine back. I wish to ride thee to a second and decisive climax. Now, be still. Allow thyself to sink into my fertile passage. Yes. Finally, we've become one. As Father Ariamus intended. 'Tis... Ah, 'tis glorious. Don't be passive, outsider. Thrust into me. Buck thine powerful hips up into my dripping tightness. Maketh a mess of me. Ravage my innocence and turn me into a wailing whore. Let this whole painted world hear my whorish moans. My goodness. Thine raging hardness is hammering my fertile womb. Thou art truly a creature worthy of my passion. Keep thrusting. Don't stop. Grip my waist with those big, powerful hands and use me for thine own release. What art thou doing? My tail. Thou art pulling my tail. Please no. 'Tis sensitive. Oh my gracious. Oh my lord. I'm... Now, Heth, what is it? Is something the matter? Do not be frightened. 'Tis all right. My body, Heth, it seems in my state of heightened pleasure, my body hath become invisible. Shh. Relax, my dear outsider. 'Tis naught but a trick of the light. It will pass in due time. Rest assured. Besides, in this form, thou canst see thine steadfast length standing erect in the moonlight. Isn't it beautiful? 'Tis a strange thing to see thyself coaxed by naught but the cool air around thee. And stranger still to see it spurt so vigorously when thou reachest thy nearing climax. Be still, my love. I shall make it a reality in just a few fleeting moments. Thou art reaching a dangerous point now. Thine hardness has begun to spasm inside me. I can see it dancing beneath me as I ride thee to fruition. Let thyself come. Let thy vast stores of virile seed shoot forth from thy loins. I shall receive it willingly and respond in kind with a vigorous spurt of mine own. Our love shall flow throughout the land. Let it flow, my love. Let go and paint the skies white with cum. Release thyself for me. Thou art filling me with nay a sigh of restraint. Such powerful spurts. Look, canst thou see? Thine fertile seed is swirling and pooling above thine quivering length. Oh, how it hangs and shimmers in the starlight sky. A white orb of thine passion, pulsing and squelching within my very core. Yes, tis done. My skin becomes opaque once more, and thine erection has begun to subside. And my body melts in thine arms. Take hold of me, my love. Let me rest in thine embrace. Thou hast shared the medium of life with me. Mayst thine seed taketh hold, a child shall grow within me. I shall be forever grateful for what thou'st done to me this evening. Rest easy now, my newfound lover. For on this night, we have forged a timeless bond, one that shall never be challenged or withdrawn. Thou hast marked me with thine scent, and I thee. No longer shall the creatures of this painted world treat thee with hostility. For thou art one of us now, a child of Arianus. What fun shall we have, thee and me, forever.
Thy newfound lover had marked thee as her own, and thine destiny, once tied to me, now belonged to her. Her fragrant essence had been loosed upon thee, and thine scent had been altered for evermore. The creatures of Ariamis wouldst, indeed, never harm thee again. But all things come at a cost, for even if thou wish to leave, thine place amongst the snowy lands and winged harpies had been sealed. Thou wert trapped, and thine fate wast sealed. In the years to come, thou wast add thine own swath of life to the painted world of Ariamis. Priscilla would become thine broodmare, and mother thee many healthy babes from her fertile loins. And every time she bore thee fruit, thou wast fill her again, and again, and again, always ensuring she be fraught with a hearty clutch of squirming heirs. My congratulations. Thou wert not the chosen one I believed of thee, but a loving father thou shalt become, and though thine heir shall take nary a throne, thou shalt live in peace for evermore.